Hi and welcome to the Golf Pro Show. In this episode, it's just a solo podcast. It's just me, Gary. And I just wanted to talk about a recent type of coaching that I began about 2 months ago through Golf Ireland. Thanks to Sarah Branville, who works with Golf Ireland. I'm pretty sure she's the inclusive officer for Golf Ireland. And she reached out to me a few months ago, just before Christmas, and pitched this idea of starting Inclusive Golf. It'd be the first of its kind in Kildare. I took to it pretty straight on and realised I had a bit of a challenge ahead of me because I had no experience working with golfers who had different impairments or different health challenges. It was, for me, a challenge working with golfers who didn't have any difficulties of this sort. So as a year two PGA trainee, or still learning the ropes and figuring things out and different ways of coaching different types of people and all that kind of stuff. So this was a whole new sphere for me to pick up, but I was delighted to be asked about it, to take it on and start it at Nace Golf Club. As I said, it's the first of its kind in Kildare. It's running in other places. I think it's Eden Derry Golf Club. I've been doing it for a while, really, really successfully. They have a great program running there, and they kindly gave me some help and some tips as I was doing the training and getting prepared to start. So I suppose over the few weeks running up to the start of the program, we call it Inclusive Golf. So people with different health challenges, like they may be on wheelchairs, they may have Down syndrome, autism of different types, different sorts, and cerebral palsy, and basically anything, any sort of health condition like that, is welcomed to the group, where they may not have other opportunities or chances to play golf and other sports. So it's fantastic to see them coming out week in, week out. So we began about 2 months ago, as a 6-week program to get started. Myself and Sarah and a few members at Nace Golf Club very kindly have helped out from week to week. We've done a lot of training, a lot of workshops. I spent nearly a full week doing different types of workshops and safeguarding courses for the youths, and making sure that we create a very positive environment for these kids to feel comfortable, number one, and to learn, number two, and make friends, and to really just enjoy golf and get out into the fresh air and have an activity like that they can look forward to every single week. So it's been going fantastically well. If you or your club are considering running a course like this, an inclusive golf, or any sport, be it soccer or hurling or whatever it is, I would highly, highly recommend. Anyone who has done this has said the same. They would completely recommend it. Usually what people ask me when I tell them that we're doing this, they'll say, how do you find it? You know, how do you make it work? Blah, 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 blah. Is it tough? And honestly, I was, I suppose I was nervous going into the first week of it because I just did not know what to expect. But the best thing I could say is they're just like anybody else. These kids are fantastic. Treat them like anybody else, and the rewards are massive, because some may be very, very incapable at the start or very shy. So you really see these guys coming out of their shell and just enjoying the sport and having a great time, and the parents having a good time, and myself and the volunteers, we've all thoroughly enjoyed it so far. So I suppose if you or your golf club or your sports club or any type of club are considering doing a class like this, reach out to the different groups. There's Irish groups called CARA, or reach out to your union. If it is golf, reach out to Golf Ireland. They can point you in the right direction, get you training, speak to other people who are doing it. I myself will help you in any way I can. Just reach out to me, Gary at garyshawgolf.com. You can catch me on email. And yeah, I'm happy to help. Thoroughly recommend it. And if you have a child who would be interested in joining a course like this, you can reach out to myself or Golf Ireland. I'm sure they'll point you in the right direction as well for one that's nearby to you. So thanks for listening, guys. It's Easter here now in Maynooth. So happy Easter, and I hope we're looking forward to the season really kicking off now. Cheers. Bye bye.